Hello, Sonia ji, Dhanaka ji, how are you?
Dhanankar ji, Ravi ji. This is Sajita, by the way. But anyways...
Oh, sorry.
Is everything okay, Ravi ji?
Yeah, just been really tired.
Oh, okay. What's been happening?
You know, I've been working non-stop for the last few days. Kids' holidays are also coming up soon. There's so much happening at this time of the year. I feel like I could do a TMS shutdown.
You must be really tired. You're not making any sense. What is a TMS shutdown?
Sorry, it's a train thing. You know, I work for Sydney Trains, and there's a procedure we have called Train Management System Shutdown, TMS. When a train starts glitching, like I am at the moment, we shut down all of the train systems and get them to reboot to rectify any of the faults.
I understand, Raviji. I know how you feel. I'm also looking forward to a break. It's honestly been a hectic year, and sometimes there's just too much going on in life.
I do resonate with the feeling, Sajda ji. It happens every year, isn't it?
Isn't it crazy? We do this to ourselves every year. We run all year round, then we inevitably need to reboot our systems because we're glitching ourselves.
Actually, Sajda ji, this conversation has woken me up. This is a very interesting topic. Why don't we explore it further in this month's Soul Vibes podcast?
That's a great idea, Raviji.
In today's Soul Vibes episode, we are going to discuss the importance of recharging and reflecting in all aspects of our life. I'm Ravi.
And I'm Sajda.
Dhanirankar ji.
You know, Raviji, I work in financial crime for a bank, and it can be quite exhausting work, so I always need to make sure I'm regularly making time to shut down and recharge.
I know exactly what you mean, Sajda ji. Hamare liye to ye sabse busy period hota hai. Phir bachcho ke exams ke baad Christmas events, last month Diwali se to life non-stop bhaag rahi hai. Not to mention that I do shift work, aur sab chuttiyan mana rahe hote hain, main kaam kar raha hota hoon. Khair.
Okay, it sounds like it's one thing after another for you. If you're not careful, we will really need to perform a TMS shutdown on you.
Indeed, you're right. If we don't make time to stop and recharge, we will be forced into shutdown.
So, I wonder, with all this, how and when do we find the time to refresh?
Well, I don't know if I have the answer to that, but why don't we get the views of others? These saints are from all across Australia and are from different age groups, work backgrounds, and diverse life experiences. So hopefully they'll provide some unique insights into this topic.
Yes, that's a great idea, Raviji. To begin with, let's talk to Mayank ji from Brisbane. Tan Nirankar Mayank ji. I know that you are a high school student, so you must already be on your school holidays. What is the importance of having a break for you?
Tan Nirankar Sajda ji. It's quite obvious. The stressful, fast-paced school terms, the never-ending 2,000-word essays on Shakespeare, and those assignments that are submitted 2 minutes before the due date. They all start to add up. And eventually, just like any human being, I need a break as well. A time to shut down, relax, and recover. That's why these summer holidays and the Christmas period are of such value to me. It's a time when I finally gain my freedom and independence and do the things that I enjoy and the things I couldn't do during my hectic school semesters.
Anji Megji. We have just been discussing the importance of needing to reset ourselves. How do you reset during the holiday period?
Resetting for me is simple. It's all about doing the things that I love, such as going to the city with my friends, playing my favorite sport, and waking up late, of course, and just enjoying the time that I have. By doing all these things during the holidays, I'm able to recharge mentally and emotionally. It's only in the summer holidays that I have the time to do the things that I want. Movie nights with family, reconnecting with old friends, and catching up on the latest Netflix series.
I get what you mean, Mayankji. I always look forward to catching up with my friends at this time of the year because our schedules get so busy throughout the year.
That sounds amazing, Mayankji, Sajdaji. I wish I was your age and was able to do what you guys are doing. It just sounds like fun and games.
Not always, Raviji. Even though eating out with my friends and enjoying these holidays re-energizes me, these are all excess things for my pleasure. Christmas is not just about holidays and gifts. It's also about the spirit of giving. And during this period, when I take a break from my busy study schedule, I also get more time and energy to focus on the community around me. I get more time to focus on helping out others during this break. This re-energizes my soul and gives me the time to think about others and also be grateful for all that I've been blessed with.
Wow, Mayankji, it sounds like you were saying that when you slow down and reset, it also gives you an opportunity to reflect on how blessed we all are, and that brings an attitude of gratitude. Sometimes this gratitude is what is missed when we are in our daily grind.
That is exactly what I'm saying, G. Time to slow down allows me to be grateful to Nirankar for the enjoyable experiences that he has given me. A true Gursik who is connected to this Brahm Gyan is always reflecting within everyday life. However, breaks give us extra time to reflect. That is why, not only as Gursikhs, but as individuals, it is our duty to be committed to the pillar of Seva and aid those struggling during this festive season. Donating essential supplies and just contributing food and clothing to those who need it is all another opportunity and form of Seva. As our true master, Satguru Mata Sudiksha Ji Maharaj, said in one of her November discourses that a Gursikh's avastha should not be used to push others down. Rather, a Gursikh's avastha should be used to help and support humanity.
Indeed, Mayankji. This is such a good reminder for all of us to be grateful for what we have. Even in Sydney, along with other social initiatives, every year we ask all members of the Sangha to participate in the special Christmas gift appeal, where we donate toys, books, and clothes to the charities.
That's a great initiative. We just have to remember to serve all year round, not just at Christmas.
That's so true. Thank you, Mayankji. It's been wonderful listening to your thoughts.
Sajdaji, it is very pleasing to hear that someone as young as Mayankji has such great values.
Yes, Raviji, even though he wanted to use his break to do all the things he enjoys, in the back of his mind, he still had the teachings of Satguru Mataji and maintained an attitude of gratitude.
You know, sometimes as adults, we dismiss or undermine youngsters as self-absorbed and only focus on their lives.
Yes, you're right. The mission is indeed helping our youth to lay the solid foundation by focusing on imbibing human values into all aspects of life.
Anji Sajda ji, abhi Mayank ji importance of resetting ki baat kar rahe the, to mujhe wo kavita ki do line yaad aa gayi ki sabhi sochon aur kaamon se leke viram deta hu tan aur man ko aaram clear karke memory aur sab ki galtiyan forget jod ke nata datar se ho jata hu reset.
Kya baat hai Ravi ji? Your mention of reset was just perfect. Because next, we are going to talk to Sunisha ji from Adelaide, who has a lot of experience with rebooting software systems in her professional career. Tan Nirankar Sunisha ji, we were just speaking with Mayank ji about how he uses this time of year to rejuvenate. As a working woman in the corporate sector, do you get time to rest and recharge at this time of the year?
Dhanikar ji, thank you Sajda ji and Ravi ji for having me. I think it is absolutely okay to feel tired because we are humans, but rejuvenating the body is important as it helps us to flourish. I am a network engineer and sometimes handle complex situations such as outages and performance issues. You know, when I deal with these problems, I recommend customers to complete first level troubleshooting. This is so simple. That means it requires the router to unplug and reconnect after waiting for some time, which actually resolves most of the issues before I dig deeper into it. It also helps in improving the performance and connectivity problems. That's why it is necessary for the router to unplug so that it can work with more efficiency. Similarly, I need to detach from all that goes in my daily life because that allows me to respond to the situation rather than simply giving up. Well, the activity that refuels me is to go on vacations and spend quality time in nature. That also means staying away from all my devices.
That's a great analogy, Sunisha ji, that we should unplug to ensure we keep our efficiency in life. What do you think are the benefits of unplugging and rebooting?
This is a great question, Ravi ji. We have heard this phrase, which is refilling your cup. That means I cannot pour from an empty cup. If I want to serve others, whether it is physically or mentally, I first must take care of myself. That's why recharging is important. Let me explain. When we come back home from our daily exercise, we restore our body by eating and we ensure that we top up the nutrients that are drained during the exercise. Raviji, similarly, we also need to find ways to provide nutrients for our soul and ensure that it always remain connected to this Nirankar. And sometime, you know, the opportunities to slow down helps to attain this.
Till now, Sunishaji, we have been talking about making sure we recharge and re-energize our body and mind. But you raise an interesting point about ensuring that we also focus on our souls.
Exactly, Sajdaji. This is so true. Actually, the benefit we get from vacations and other hobbies like shopping are temporary fixes, whereas the joy that always remains when we are forever in a state of bliss is only possible with divine knowledge. For me, regular congregation and smagam is a rejuvenation to get nourishment in spirituality, because each day I can focus on my thoughts and identify areas where I require improvement and also set goals to strengthen my connection with this Nirankar. I remember in one of the discourses, Sadguru Mata Sudikshaji Maharaj once said, while going through the journey of life, we should not forget our roots, and Nirankar is the true wealth of the life.
Thank you, Sunishaji. You surely have shared some valuable insights and provided some pearls of wisdom on the topic.
Yes, absolutely. I too have felt this in my personal life. Over the years, after finishing school, I got distracted with this materialistic world and got disconnected from Sangat. I filled my life with other activities which were gratifying, but only for the short term. But I always felt something was missing, so I decided to travel and took a trip to Bali, which is such a peaceful place to reset and recharge yourself. This was a life-changing trip for me.
Doesn't that happen to so many of us? Ek aisa lamha jab zindagi dobara track pe aa jati hai.
It was amazing, Raviji. And whilst Bali helped me relax and unwind, I accidentally booked a layover in Manila and had the opportunity to connect with the Sangat there. It was only then I actually felt aligned with Nirankar and truly connected with myself. Sitting in Manila Sangat, I felt like I was back home with my family, eating langar together and learning from the Mahapurush.
That's an amazing personal experience, Sajdaji. What really stands out for me is that you went to Bali for 2 weeks to try and discover what was missing, but a few hours in Manila Sangat is where your soul reconnected with Nirankar and you found that missing piece.
Raviji, now let's hear the personal experience of another Mahapurush. Vishif Preetji is from Melbourne, and like you, he has a busy job and a young family. Dhan Nirankar, Vishif Preetji.
Dhan Nirankar, Sajdaji.
Raviji was just telling me earlier how with so many responsibilities, sometimes it's hard to get a chance to stop and refresh. How do you find the time?
Actually, I'm very lucky in the sense that I work in the technology industry. And for us, our office forces us to shut down for 2 weeks to go away to relax and recharge, because even they recognize the importance of shutdown.
That's great. So what are you doing in holidays? Forced holidays.
Well, during this period, I'm looking forward to spend time with my family and especially with my daughter. She is turning 3 next month and will be starting her kindergarten soon. So I may not get the same amount of time to spend with her. I love the way she says thank you whenever she gets her favorite thing, and sorry whenever something falls from her hands. After hearing her thank you or sorry, I often ask myself, how many mistakes I make in a day? Do I feel sorry for those? Sadhguru has given me so much happiness, so much comfort. Am I thankful enough for all those blessings?
That's so true, Vishwa Preetji. Even with young kids, we can learn so much from them. And it's great that even in these moments of rest and relaxation, you're still reflecting.
Yes, Raviji, reflection is very important. Even at work, when we are really busy, we follow an agile methodology for continuous reflection, in which the whole team gathers and discusses the work we are planning to complete in the next 1 week. Once the goals are defined, then on a daily basis, the team connects and talks about how much they have achieved yesterday. And is there any difficulty or blocker they are facing? This is the daily reflection we do at work. And similarly, we have a retrospective meeting at the end of the week, where the team discusses what went well last week, what are the areas of improvement. Based on the feedback, we refine our processes to improve our productivity for the next coming weeks or future.
So, Vishavpreet ji, I am wondering, can we use the lessons of agile methodology outside of work and in our personal lives? Maybe even use it to enhance our spiritual journey?
Yes, definitely. I think we are already doing the reflection on a daily basis. When I come back home from work, the first question my mom asks is, how was your day? This allows me to reflect on my day before I can provide an answer to her. The same question I ask myself before I go to bed, how my day went today? Did I follow the Sadhguru's teachings? Whether my actions today were aligned to them? I ask for forgiveness from Sadhguru Mata Sudiksha Ji Maharaj in the form of Simran and seek blessings so that I can become a better human being. That's the daily reflection I'm doing in my personal life. And for my personal retrospective meeting, it happens every week at our Bhavan in Melbourne. When I go to a weekly congregation and listen to the teachings being shared by devotees, I introspect where am I standing and what are my areas of improvement. Sadhguru Mata Sudiksha Ji Maharaj also said in her discourse, let us become the best version of ourselves by walking on the righteous path laid down by our saints and sages with commitment and sincerity.
Sach mein Vishwapreet ji, bina self-reflection ke हम खुद के बेस्ट वर्जन नहीं बन सकते जो कि आज सतगुरु माता जी हमसे एक्सपेक्ट कर रहे हैं. थैंक यू जी फॉर द एनलाइटनिंग कन्वर्सेशन.
थैंक यू धन्यवाद जी.
रवि जी, व्हेन विश्वप्रीत जी जस्ट मेंशनड अबाउट बिकमिंग द बेस्ट वर्जन ऑफ आवरसेल्व्स, इट रिमाइंडेड मी ऑफ स्टीवन आर कोवीज़ बुक. इन इट ही मेंशंस द टर्म शार्पन द सोल, व्हिच इज अ प्रोसेस और हैबिट दैट एक्सप्लेन्स अबाउट प्रिजर्विंग एंड एनहांसिंग द ग्रेटेस्ट एसेट यू हैव, यू. It means having a balanced program for self-renewal in the four areas of your life: physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual.
Haan ji, a balanced program is a great way to describe it. Even Sadhguru Mataji said in her vichar that a table with three legs will not be stable enough to solve its purpose. That is balance.
You know, Ravi ji, we have been talking about the importance of having to reboot. But the more we hear from different saints, it appears the real answer is to maintain a balance at all times in our lives. We should find a way to regularly recharge rather than trying to do it all in one big hit.
I agree 100%, Sajda ji. Let's talk to Naveen ji from Perth. I know he gives a lot of importance to balance. Dhanankar Naveen ji.
Dhanankar Ravi ji.
We've been speaking to saints from all over Australia about spending time to reset, recharge and reflect. What are your views on this?
I was listening to all the speakers and I totally agree that we must continually reflect. It's very important for our mental and spiritual well-being. I feel it's an ongoing process and when we fail to do that, it can cause burnout.
Burnout? Naveen ji, what exactly do you mean by it?
Burnout happens when you are exhausted mentally, physically and emotionally due to prolonged stress at work and life in general. It makes you feel overwhelmed and drained out.
I agree with you there, Naveen ji. Experiencing burnout sounds like a very difficult experience. How do you know so much about it?
Sajda ji, not long ago I experienced it as I failed to switch off and reflect when it was needed the most in my life. And I carried on for a couple of years till the point where I collapsed and I needed professional help. I was advised to remove all external factors and self-reflect about my thoughts and feelings.
Naveen ji, what did you realize when you stopped and reflected on your actions, thoughts and emotions?
Ravi ji, there was a time when I had a clear vision and purpose in my life. I was doing something that filled my soul with eternal happiness. But because of the issues I had encountered and the social anxiety I was feeling, I stopped attending congregations. I started to realize I was missing the spiritual aspect I once had. Whilst I was going through this tough period, my family and saints from Sangat were continually in touch with me and encouraged me to attend congregations. Going back to the Sangat filled me with eternal happiness and it also gave me a sense of purpose. This experience helped me to see that inner peace and stillness of mind comes with spirituality by connecting with this Nirankar. Baba Hardev Singh Ji once said, there is a stage when an observer becomes observed. So by connecting with the stable, we remain stable and stay balanced in life.
So Naveen Ji, we were just saying how the answer seems to be about maintaining a balance at all times. But how do we achieve this balance?
Sajda ji, I will call it work-life presence. Balance requires some sort of opposite force or pressure to maintain the equilibrium. Let me explain. We all know Spotify, most of us use this app. The reason Spotify became so successful was the seamless changeover of songs and music. There is no lag in the shift from one song to the other. In the past, before Spotify, the only way to have a library of song was to download the music, and that was a frustrating process. And sometimes it took days to download. So just like Spotify, our life should be seamless. Changing from one aspect to another should be seamless, with no lag, no difficulty. When we switch off and reflect, we make a new start every morning when we wake up. And going from work to holidays and then back to work should feel seamless. It takes away all the hard part of change in shift from one aspect of life to another seamlessly. Our mission's ideology teaches us to connect with formless God. He is never changing. When we connect to this never-changing aspect of Nirankar, external changes in life do not shake our inner foundation.
Thank you so much, Naveenji, for sharing your experiences and your learnings. I am sure that all the listeners will feel more enlightened after our conversation.
Sajdaji, our conversation with Naveenji reminds me of the Hardev Bani Shabad. Is tehre vishal prabhu se jud jata jab nata hai, mit jati hai batkan sari, man sthir ho jata hai.
So true, Raviji. Living in this material world is essential for all of us, but we have to be careful not to be consumed by it. This is where connecting our souls with Nirankar is vital. It allows us to live a life of balance, regardless of the chaos this material world brings.
Sajdaji, listening to the thoughts of different saints has been so enlightening that time has flown. And sadly, we must bring the podcast to a close. But before we go, what was the most interesting thing that appealed to you today?
You are correct, Raviji. Time has flown. There were so many wonderful thoughts that it's difficult for me to just pick one. So I will choose two. Firstly, I really connected with Mayankji's views that when he said that the ability to recover not only helps us physically, but also allows us to reflect on all those things that we should be grateful for. That's definitely something I would like to practice more in my life.
And the second point?
The other thing that resonated with me was when Bishop Preetji noted that we can apply the Agile methodology to ensure we reflect on our well-being in a daily, weekly, and longer term time frame.
Yes, Sajdaji. Both excellent thoughts.
Raviji, I won't ask you for only one point, but what were your two key takeaways from our discussion today?
Okay. Sunisha ji highlighted how unplugging our mind from materialism helps us focus on our spiritual well-being, and regular satsang aids in recharging our soul. That was very thought-provoking for me.
Yeah, I totally agree.
And the second takeaway for me was, as you said, there is chaos in this material world, but Naveenji mentioned, to overcome this chaos, we must connect with this never-changing Nirankar. Only then we will be stable and seamless in all aspects of our life.
That's so true, Raviji. That is the crux of this all. If we are connected with Nirankar, we can avoid the need for forced shutdown to reset and recharge.
So listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of Soul Vibes. Stay tuned until we meet next year, with yet another insightful episode.
Until then, let's reset, reflect, and recharge.
Thank you, and Dhan Nirankar Ji.